Hello, this is Brandy.
Hey guys, it's your man Dave.
And welcome to season 2, episode 17 of Relationships and Family Matters.
Yes. How can I help you?
Dave, you've been a little under the weather. I'm looking at you right now. You look a little tired. Are you okay?
I'm a little tired, a little under the weather, but I'll be okay.
All right. So I have something I wanted to talk about today.
What's on your mind?
How to spice up a relationship.
How to spice up a relationship?
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, you can do a lot in that. But you have to understand, when you say spice up a relationship, I believe you're talking sexually.
No, why do guys always go straight to the bedroom? I'm not even talking about that.
What are you talking about?
You know, we're in a relationship. You've heard of the 7-year itch. You know, you're married for 7 years.
But that has something to do with sexuality. Well, sexual.
OMG. I'm just talking about your relationship maybe feels stale. It gets old. It gets routine. How to spice that up. Let's not talk about the bedroom right now. Okay. I know that's where you want to go.
Guys want to talk about the bedroom.
We can do that later. But I'm talking about spicing up a relationship. How to make it more exciting once it gets kind of dull and humdrum and you're doing the same thing every day.
Well, I think we're human beings are routine. We're creatures of habit. We get in a routine, and sometimes you have to break those routines. Because when you break routines, let's say you go to the same restaurant, one or two restaurants.
Yeah,
switch
we
it
do.
Up. Go we somewhere do. Totally different on the other side of town, seeing new people, seeing new faces, and that's a maybe a conversational starter.
Well, that spice up a relationship.
But that's something new. That's something that you
I
both
agree.
Experience.
Something different.
Yeah, something
yes.
different. When you experience something together, something new, that's spicing it up a little bit. That's moving your relationship forward.
Okay, I can see that.
Yes.
Because relationships can get stale after a while. And if you have kids too, that's a big factor in a relationship getting kind of... can get strained because, you know, you can lose yourself in your kids. You're involved in their lives so much.
You're pouring all your resources, your time,
your
energy into your kids. And sometimes you need to back away and like, wait a minute, you have to take care of yourself.
Well, not just yourself, but your relationship. You have to keep growing and building on that relationship. And
when you take care of yourself, you're also taking care of your relationship.
Right. I just wanted to be specific on taking care of your relationship.
Now, what do you mean by when it becomes stale?
Just like I said, just dull and humdrum and routine and weird.
I mean, the routine, just work, come home.
Yes. Go to work at the same time every day.
Well, certain
come
things,
home at the
but
same
you have to
time.
Listen. What you have to understand, certain things is going to be routine.
I understand that.
When you work is, you know, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever your schedule is.
Second shift, third shift,
whatever. That's going to be routine. I think the part needs to be a little bit more spicier is the relationship with your partner.
Yes.
Making sure that you're doing something different.
Spontaneous.
Take a little small trip. If the kids are at their grandparents' house, instead of coming back home, stay at a hotel for the night.
Yeah.
That's something new. That's something inside. Have a drink or whatever and go back to the room. Just have some fun. I think those things will help your relationship grow.
And, you know, we only have 2 kids. I can't imagine if we had 3 or 4 and how busy our lives would have been when they were younger and probably would still be today. So, that can keep you really occupied and not as engaged with each other, but you need that time together. We've said it before, date nights, you need to communicate as well. You need to keep
but
your
how
relationship
do you
fresh.
Spice it up?
That I asked you the same question.
Well,
that's
I think,
good question.
If our listening audience, when we say spice it up, most people are thinking intimacy, spicing it up.
That's not where I was going with this, but I mean
that's a part.
I understand.
Most women they'll dress up different. They'll have different makeup
on. Are you trying to tell me something, Dave?
They'll have no. They have like maybe a different lingerie on. I mean, they do things to excite, because spicing up has to be something new to the eyes.
Right.
Or new to new way of thinking.
Yes.
That's how you're going to spice things. You just can't come to the house and like just look at each other. It's going to spice it up. You have to do something different, out of the norm, out of the box, to make it spicy.
And the reason I say that couples need to do this, especially if you have children, is because when you're empty nesters, when those kids are gone, what next? You know,
exactly.
What's going to happen? Are you just going to be sleeping next to a stranger, or do you still have that connection and that communication with your spouse? So
now, do you think communication can spice up a relationship?
I don't guess so. I think it's very important to have
good communication. Yes, it
is. I don't know that it will spice it up. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But I'm just saying that most our listeners think, but when you say spicing it up,
yes,
you're talking about
the bedroom.
You're talking about intimacy.
Okay.
In a relationship.
So go ahead and tell me what you feel will spice up. I'm just saying lingerie.
Some people bring in toys, sexual toys. Some people do that. I mean, some people role play. You may have, young lady may have a cheerleader outfit on.
Oh my goodness.
Spice Girl outfit on.
Spice it up.
But I think that's where most listeners' mind goes when you say spicing things up.
I like the spontaneous stuff. I like being able to do stuff spur of the moment, like we did before we had kids, when we were first married, and we would be lying in the bed talking about, you know, it could be Wednesday night, maybe Thursday night. What are we going to do this weekend? Oh, why don't we take a trip? And we would just at the last minute plan a trip and just take off and go somewhere. And but not somewhere far and expensive.
No, you don't have to go anywhere
far. But somewhere just like, you know, an hour or two driving distance and just do a little sightseeing. That was a lot of fun.
But the key word you said, when we did not have kids.
When we didn't have kids.
Some about audience have kids.
Yes. We still have kids, but they are much older now.
Yes.
So we can leave.
Yeah, but we're talking to the audience. They may have kids. They may have young kids, older kids. But in order to spice up a relationship, I think it's more of an intimate thing.
Okay, I
understand. To get things
rolling,
get it hot, steamy, sweaty.
All right, Dave. We got it. I got you. Anything else you want to add?
So I think the one thing you can do, let's say, for instance, I'm at work and you can sext each other.
Oh, wow.
Sexting my
husband.
Yeah. See,
I know. I hadn't even thought about that.
And they'll sext their boyfriend, but when they get married, all of a sudden, everything just shut down.
I wasn't into sexting 24 years ago. So.
But I just believe that whatever you did when you were dating, you should be doing while you were married. While you're married,
okay.
Some people stop. Oh, I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't have to do this.
Why? Because things get real. You have to pay your bills. You have to take care of your kids.
I understand that.
You have jobs.
But you still have a relationship. That's very important. You made a vow. You're going to stay with this person for a lifetime, you need to do everything in your power to keep your relationship hot, steamy, fulfilling, mentally, physically, financially, just doing everything that you can to make your relationship work. Make sure you take care of yourself, just everything. I just think that's all important in having a great, healthy, vibrant, spicy relationship.
Okay, Dave. I understand. I get the message. Okay. I think you're trying to tell me something.
No,
but
it's not.
The message.
Don't read through the lines. I'm just talking.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
What's on your mind?
I think you covered it well. Like I said, I like the spontaneous stuff. I like the
spontaneous
trips.
Really good.
We did this recently. We went to a concert in the middle of the week, 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Like we were young kids, came back home, yep. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, still went to work the next day.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. So
yeah, those types of things are fun. You know, concerts. I mean, all that stuff is new. So when you're doing
new?
New, like going to a concert together, you never done that before. So that person, that day, so all that stuff is new. Keeping things fresh is always good for relationship. Don't get bogged down routine and it gets old, people get frustrated, and I don't like this person anymore because I'm not happy. You know, all that stuff start to creep in. But if you can keep it kind of spicy, that will work.
Well, speaking of relationships and folks being together and new and exciting, what do you think about Taylor Swift and what's his name? Travis Kelce.
Did
I say that right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, there's people that have never watched football before.
Never watched
football. That are watching it like crazy.
The Super Bowl
now.
Had the highest grossing viewership.
Yeah.
Well, only thing was higher was the moon landing.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
The moon landing was higher because it was on every network. So it really could, you probably can't.
And it was in the 60s, right?
Yeah, it was in the 60s, but it was on every network. Super Bowl
right.
was on one network.
Yeah.
So, but I think that was probably one of the highest, you know, grossing, you know, sports events in the world.
Yeah.
But to answer your question,
yes.
I'm not sure if that relationship is real or not.
Really? You don't think No, that's
I just,
real?
I just think, well, I mean, right now they have, well, the pressure was on. It's not mm-hmm. as bad now because the Super
okay.
Bowl is over.
Football
They're not
is
playing
over
anymore.
For now.
There are no more games, so but, everybody can go. But they had to keep that going.
Well, I don't know. I disagree. He's coming to her concerts in Australia.
Yes, he's going to do that.
He's showing up for her at her events.
Well, I'm not. I don't want them to break up. But
oh,
well, I just listen to sports. I just listen a lot. A lot of people say, okay, yeah, it's a great story, NFL, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, but they did great with that. I just don't know if it's going to last or not.
Well, those types of relationships usually don't last very long. I know there's a lot of people that are rooting for them, like to
yeah,
see them
together.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a great relationship. I mean, I think it's a great relationship, but I just don't know if
cute.
It was.
It's cute.
It's yes,
cute.
It is.
It's kind of cool. I didn't know he had that temper, though. I actually
oh,
watched
Oh, yeah, he
the
bumped
Super
into
Bowl.
His coach.
Yes, it was
yeah.
kind of funny, a little funny to me because
that was,
he was very passionate, but, very, you know, hot that day. His
but I wish
almost,
they would get everybody that same pass.
What do you mean?
If other players did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not, okay, he did that.
Yeah.
Oh, people, oh, yeah, he was just fired up. Okay, what about the next player? He's fired up, too. So just treat everybody the same when that happens. But I just heard both sides of people, oh, yeah, he was this, he was that. I'm like, that was a bad look on national TV.
Well, he almost knocked his coach over.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I kind of giggled a
yeah,
little bit.
He
I'm like, wow, is he serious?
I mean, he bumped him really, really hard.
Yeah, because he wasn't expecting him to run up on
no,
him like
man,
that.
No, yeah, man, he, yeah, he, yeah, he hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched a couple of times. I actually had to watch Usher. Watch that
Usher.
Again. Yeah, because we, you know, we went to a Super Bowl party. It was a little loud.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So
pretty cool.
I had to go and watch it again.
So
later.
You think Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have to spice up their relationship?
Probably not, because they can probably do whatever they want to do. As far as I mean, they have enough money.
No, I'm just kidding.
To keep their relationship spicy.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's the money part. It's the.
It doesn't hurt though.
It's the chemistry between each other.
Yeah, and I looked it up because I wondered what their ages were. I thought maybe there was an age difference, and they're the same age. They're both 34 years old. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize Taylor. Was well into her 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for some reason I thought he was older than her, but they are actually the same age. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's cool if they can sustain a relationship for a while.
Yeah.
But
all about the chemistry.
Yeah, and then I heard about Larsa Pippen. We talked about her before. Larsa mm-hmm. Pippen, former ex-wife of Scottie Pippen, basketball, you mm-hmm. know, player, and Marcus Jordan.
Now what
Michaels.
Happened? Did they break up?
They actually broke up. Larsa Pippen and Marcus mm-hmm. Jordan broke up. She was like, I didn't.
Well,
I don't
there
remember.
There were a big difference in age.
Oh, she was like, I don't remember now. She was almost 50, and he was in his 30s, or maybe she was in her 50s. I don't recall. But yeah, they dated for a while. Now they broke up, but I wouldn't doubt it if his dad was pleased about that.
Yeah,
but
I'm pretty sure you don't want to date the person that you're in battle with on a court, basketball court.
Yeah,
you don't want your son to marry, you know, his ex-wife. I mean, that's
well, they
that's
dated for
tacky.
A while, and I think they talked about marriage, but now
that's
kind of
tacky.
No more. So no more competition with their
exactly.
their podcast. So y'all can listen to us now instead of Larsa and Marcus.
Yes,
you listened to
yes.
them before.
They broke up. So.
But that's all I've got to say right now.
Okay.
I would like to let our listeners know how to write us and ask us a question. BrandyandDavidPodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email to BrandyandDavidPodcast@gmail.com. Thanks, Dave.
All right, take care, guys. Peace out.
Bye-bye.